episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
It's Soy Sean.
Soy Sean.
Soy Sean.
Yeah, Soy Jen. Y Soy Sean. I was going to do the intro in Spanish. I could only translate half of it by myself, so the other half was through Google Translate, so then I just put the whole thing through Google Translate.
Okay.
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
So forgive my pronunciation, but I'm trying to learn Spanish. So, hola y bienvenido a otro episodio de Worst Collection Ever, el programa en el que te contamos sobre la peor colección de cómics que existe y resulta que nos pertencias.
Pretentious.
I don't know how to say that last word. Nos pretensie. I don't know. I've listened to it a couple times, and I still can't get it.
Okay.
But there you go.
Good job.
Soy Jen y soy Sean.
¿Cómo está?
Yes.
How are you?
Just eh. But I'm just making an eh noise. Just.
Oh, I thought you were like trying to.
No, just whining. Even though tomorrow, get my second COVID shot.
Yeah, I had my second shot the day that we released our episode last week. And I felt groggy the next day. I was sore. But, and then it carried over a little bit till the next day, until that Saturday. And by the afternoon, I was fine.
Good.
Yeah, we took a little walk on Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
So yeah, helped move things around.
Yeah.
You know, I hit the bike on Sunday, so yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
I am power, I don't know, I was trying to think of something. Like, I am super
powerful. I have the power. Like,
yeah.
He-Man?
Yeah, or something like that. But, yeah, no, that's, I'm doing pretty good. And Jen's going to be fully vaccinated.
Fully vaxxed.
As of tomorrow.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be.
Yay.
We could maybe go to a brunch.
I hope so, even though they're just like, oh, the fourth wave is coming. And I'm like, but can I still go to a brunch?
Well, of course the fourth wave
I haven't gone to a restaurant.
This is going to be here for a while because people are stupid.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We're working towards a positive. We're getting things done.
Trying.
But people are still fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the states are, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't get it. Like, I went to Costco today and, you know, here and there, saw a few people without masks.
The fuck, man?
You know.
Just wear your fucking mask, man. It's not even that hard.
I'm surprised. And, you know, maybe it's just me. This would just be me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I was a business and I required people to enter my business with masks, I would not serve those people.
I know.
If they did not have masks. And I was like, you know, and it's like, what you gonna fucking do?
Right.
You know, you ain't gonna steal my shit. You know, because then you're already committing a crime, you know, so is it really worth it? But no. I mean, you know, if that's the, you know, if you're trying to run a business, you're trying to run a business, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for like people who are like, you know, like teenagers and shit, you know, like kids.
Yeah.
You know, that are working these jobs and
anybody's working these jobs. It's like, you just.
But I feel bad for people that haven't, don't, you know, because maybe like an adult might be able to like handle that better.
Yeah. But I think an adult has worked and I mean. Having worked retail, both of us, dude, some shit's just not worth it.
No,
I'm not going to get in a fucking fight with these stupid assholes because they want you to get in a fight with
them. Well, that's what you made that point to me, and that actually kind of gave me a lot of perspective because I was like, you know what? I'm frustrated right now by seeing this.
Yeah.
And I will do everything in my power to scorn that person without actually saying anything.
Yeah.
But, you know. I'm not going to instigate anything.
Right.
Because
they want you to.
Because that's what they want. Yeah. That's what they know what they're doing.
Yes.
They know what people somebody's got, you know, they know what somebody, you know, how people feel about it.
Of course they do. And they want to be like, "Ah, freedom." Rah, 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 and they just want to get in some fucking fight. Don't even bother with them. They're not worth it.
Yeah.
They're not worth it.
Yeah. So I was like, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to fucking, like, I'm not going to fucking find anybody. Besides, I have to take a work trip.
Right.
As of the day this comes out, because we're recording this on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go to Florida.
Yes, you do.
For a couple of days for the.
Would you like to tell people why you're going to Florida?
Well, going to work at WrestleMania.
That's right.
So I'm not going to get too into it because.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's my gig, but. I got some stuff to do down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be in Florida, which is covered in
COVID
and soon to be shit. Did you hear about this?
Oh, I heard about the retaining pond that's supposed to.
Yeah.
It's like almost collapsing or,
yeah, or something to that. To
I
that
saw so I saw a headline. I didn't actually read the whole story, but like, I did see something about it.
It's like, you know what? If I get back from this, I'm going to eat a cake.
Well, we're supposed to go to brunch.
Okay, so we'll go to brunch. So I'll have some French toast.
I actually scheduled a brunch. I have not been, like, actually out to eat anything
mm-hmm.
since March of last year. And I would like to go eat something in an establishment.
Where somebody comes up to you and
yeah, where I don't have to order it and like pick it up as my fucking Grubhub guy drives away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That's what I'm hoping for, and so I made a reservation for brunch after we're both fully vaccinated, and now they're like, oh, fourth wave, and I'm like, can't I just go to brunch?
No, we're still gonna do it.
Also maybe I can go see a movie one day. I'll still wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask.
It's like
I like wearing a mask. It covers my dumb face.
We've been dealing with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just frustrated at trying to like explain things because it doesn't make sense.
I know.
To be like, you know, We're so close, people.
I know.
So, you know, just get your fucking shots, and just be fucking.
It's coming.
Smart.
It is coming.
You know, and if you want to be an asshole, then I guess you're an asshole.
Yeah, but it's coming. You can do it.
You can do it.
We're all getting there.
Yeah. That being said, let's go on to more positive things.
The Loki trailer.
The Loki trailer
that dropped today.
Yes.
The day we're recording this. Yeah. No. I posted it on our Facebook page too.
Yes, thank you.
That's the kind of thing that I'm a little bit more jazzed to see, because it looks fucking weird.
Well, you said the same thing about WandaVision.
Yeah, yeah, because so. It looks fucking weird. So I'm jazzed to see something kind of dealing in that like weird area.
Mm-hmm.
And this one looks like we're dealing with like time and multiverses and like putting shit back the way it's supposed to be. Put that thing back where it came from. So help me type of thing.
Yeah.
Over just the standard like spy shit that's kind of going on in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Right. It's probably connected to like a lot of stuff that's already going on in the MCU. So.
Yeah. And like Falcon and Winter Soldier is fine.
Yeah, it's good.
But I could take it or leave it.
Well, it's a bit
so more, far. I mean, what this third episode just dropped?
Yeah, it's a bit more of just a straight action series. I mean, I thought this last episode was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we're
for Zemo dancing alone. Oh shit!
Did somebody
meme
that? Yeah,
it was really funny. I think I liked it on Twitter. Let me see if I can find it. Keep talking.
That was a good shot. I mean, and there was what I like about it is that they're getting into this Captain America mythos of things. So there's a lot of characters.
Oh, here it is.
And people.
Okay, go ahead.
That are kind of popping up. So because we have Flag Smasher. We have Power Broker. We have U.S. Agent, of course.
Yeah.
Or you know, Captain America.
He's Captain America, but he's U.S. Agent.
It's U.S. Agent. We have Battlestar.
Even his outfit is U.S. Agent.
Yeah.
Outfit.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, you know. And we're getting there's a few other things. Oh, shit, there was some other stuff that they dropped.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, cool, you know. But like these are people, like these are characters in the comics, and we're kind of weaving them all into this show. And it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. You give me guys.
I know you love guyses.
Give me guyses.
Yeah.
Because that, you know what it is? That gives opportunities for merch, for gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, what's going on here?
Well, I want to show you this, but it's literally just, it's visual, so I don't think it'll work on the podcast. So when we take a break, I'll show it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was excited.
You'll like it.
So, yeah, but the Loki trailer, you know, we try to think there was what I saw in there.
There's like a bunch of stuff in there. There was a guy with a cat, which was really
exciting. That's right. There was a guy with a cat. And I did enjoy the part where he's like, here's everything you've ever said. Yeah, please
sign this to attest to everything you ever said. And then he says, like, this is ridiculous, and just prints out another thing. That was fun.
Yeah, there's some quippiness. And also Owen Wilson, like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's there.
Not Sandy Blonde. He's got some gray hair going.
Yeah, he's actually showing his age.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good, yeah, because he's you know, he's been around for a while, but I've never also realized, just looking at his nose, because I know his nose is fucked up.
Oh, it's like somebody took a chunk out of it.
But like, it looks like even more fucked up now for some reason.
It might be because the hair's shorter.
I don't know.
Because it's always looked like somebody just like literally like took a crowbar and just smashed it into his nose. There's like a triangle out of it.
Mm.
I'm assuming he broke it when he was a kid or something.
Yeah.
And he's just never fixed it. He said he's never fixed it because his brothers would make fun of him or something. But it gives him a unique face. I say good for you, dude.
The man's made a career out of having just being Owen Wilson. And like, people are not like, hey, man, look at that fucked up nose. Like, he just goes, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and he plays like leading men and shit.
Yeah, no, he's a good looking dude. He just has a unique nose.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. You know, I think that's...
I say lean into that shit. If you've got a unique something. I don't have a unique anything.
I've always been told I have high cheekbones.
Yeah, you do.
But right now they're covered in fat.
They're not covered in fat.
They're covered in gelatinous...
You definitely have those Eastern European cheekbones.
I do.
Which, obviously, being a Polish man...
Yeah, I like being Polish.
I don't have anything unique.
Speaking of Polish, hope you guys had a good Easter.
Yeah.
I ate meat on Good Friday because I'm going to hell.
You know, it was a really hard week last week.
Yes, it was.
My dad was in the hospital. My dad is fine. He's been discharged.
Yes.
He's home. He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Good. Even though he was in the ICU for 3 days. But, you know, we got lucky. So.
Yes, you certainly did.
But that's what I mean. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I had some thaw and I had meat in it, but yeah, I was like, fine. I was feeling, I got my shot.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. And I remember talking to my mom. My mom seemed so disappointed.
Dude, I couldn't remember shit. Like, okay, so here's the thing. I literally, my mother woke me up on Tuesday morning by calling me and telling me that I had to rush down to her house because she was calling 911 for my father.
Yeah.
So that's how my Tuesday started. As I'm driving, it's snowing here because it's Colorado in April. Why not? It's snowing. There's a fucking truck stalled on the road. There's an inch of slush. I'm going down a goddamn steep ass hill, trying not to crash into the guy in front of me. And then my stupid tire thing goes off because we got a nail in our tire. Lucky we didn't get a flat.
Sheesh.
So
again,
yeah.
Really lucky.
Really, really fucking lucky. And then I'm in and out of the hospital. I'm driving my mom back and forth. Got to go take my dad home. I couldn't remember anything. And I'm still also trying to work at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The fact that I even remembered it was Friday at all.
Yeah.
Was a good thing.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's something else. Anything else that came out. There was a new Suicide Squad trailer. I didn't see it. You watched it.
Oh, is it the one where they're talking about, like, beaches of dicks?
No, that was the first. That was the first one I remember.
No, that was the second trailer.
Well, was it? If it was in the second trailer, too. I know the first one had the same joke.
No, it was a new one for the second trailer.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The first one didn't have that.
I could have sworn
did
I saw that.
Did you miss the first
in the red? No, I watched the Red Band trailer, the first trailer, when it came out.
There was a second one.
Right. But the, maybe...
That had pretty much the exact same footage, except that joke about the beach of dicks or whatever.
Unless they expanded it. I don't know. Interesting. But we figured out that... King Shark is voiced by Stallone.
Yes.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
So, which yes. I was, because we were trying to figure out, like, why the hell is he in this movie? Like, who does he play?
Yeah.
Turns out he's the voice of King Shark, which makes sense.
He just goes, hey.
He goes, hey. Which he's trying to get that. He's trying to get that Vin Diesel money just by being like Groot.
Well, I mean, that's kind of who King Shark is. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't yell King Shark as a shark. That's like literally all he says in some comics, depending on who writes it.
I would like to see a multiverse crossover between this King Shark and the Ron Funches King Shark.
Oh my God, I love the Ron Funches King Shark. I want that to be my King Shark. I want him to be wearing a hoodie.
He just is so cozy for sure. I like when he puts on his glasses. He has these little tiny glasses on his big shark face.
I want that to come. I want that show to come back. It was very funny.
The Harley Quinn, yeah.
Yeah, it was
highly recommended, by the way.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I just really love that he's wearing a hoodie and like fucking cargo shorts.
And he's really good. He's really good at social media.
Yeah.
And computers.
It's like his job. He's like, he's an SEO manager or whatever. He's just great.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, it's so funny.
I'm Ron Funches. That's King Shark.
Yeah.
I love Ron Funches.
He was
too.
On
he's
Nailed
awesome.
It.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was on Nailed It.
How'd he do?
Oh, he did great. I mean, he was not cooking. He was a guest host.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah,
It's too bad he wasn't cooking.
Yeah, and Brian Posehn was also a guest host, and he was just like, I'm just going to let you know right now, I will eat anything you cook.
You know what? I can see that.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. It was I just don't understand how some of these people, like, I don't understand how Nailed It works. I think I'd be great on Nailed It.
I think you'd be much better than a lot of those people.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like they wouldn't put me on because I can actually, like, if I see someone says half a cup, I know what that fucking means. So, but some of these people don't.
Yeah, I know. You're too good at things.
No, it's not that I'm good at things. It's just I'm good at following directions. That's all baking is. It's, so they, like, every single time I watch it, because they even have Nailed It Mexico, because I was like, oh, I'll watch Nailed It.
Is Nicole Byer host that too?
No, it's some Mexican comedian. I don't know what his name is. So it's like Nailed It Mexico, and they have like all these, they have the Mexico's version of the French pastry chef guy, the chocolatier, Jacques, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
But they have the French version, the Mexican version of that. So all these people are there, and like, it's the same basic format. It's just in Spanish.
Hmm.
So I'm like, great, I will watch
this. Is
it
just people ruining flan?
They did like a Dia de los Muertos thing, and people just ruined like cake pops.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to think of like Mexican desserts.
Yeah. No, it's just like cake pops and shit like always, but people just terrible. But every single one of these Nailed It shows, regardless of country, I haven't watched France yet, but I'm going to guess it's probably the same. It has somebody who's like, oh, I have to melt something in the microwave. I'm going to put it in this plastic measuring cup and I'm going to stick it in the microwave. And what fucking happens? The thing melts. Because you can't put plastic in the microwave. Like, put the glass. I don't know. That's why I feel like I would be, like, I'd do pretty well. Maybe I'd win 10 grand.
I don't know. I mean, you might be distracted. There might be like things that might distract you. You know, because you might be doing, you might just be plugging away and they might have a thing where like.
Well, they do. They have like.
They have those, you know, weird gimmicky things.
Yeah, but it's only for like 3 minutes.
Right.
I could probably pull it off.
Think you could?
Yeah. I think I'd be good on Nailed It.
Okay. Well, let's see.
I think the only thing that would really distract me is.
Hashtag get Jen on Nailed It.
Yeah, seriously. I think what would really distract me is I'd probably just want to talk to Nicole Byer about Drag Race. And that would be my problem.
I think you could pull that off while cooking.
I could. I'd be like, Nicole, did you see? And then whatever episode of Drag Race was just on. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good episode of that show.
Oh my God. You guys so good.
I think it'd
just be us talking about Drag Race.
I think you'd be a hit.
I would.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I could also, I'd be like, hey, Nicole, by the way. Because her thing on social media was like, wear a mask so Nicole Byer can get dicked down. And I was like, Nicole, I'm wearing this mask for you. And she would appreciate it.
Yes.
I feel like we could be friends.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely get the same kind of vibe. I feel like, especially also the whole.
She's a lot more delightful than I am. I am a cynic through and through, and she is naturally an optimist.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it really is.
You're trying to turn it over.
I'm trying not to be as cynical, but goddamn, it's really hard.
It is hard. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah,
I want to
show you this video.
Yeah, I'm going to watch a meme, and we'll take a quick break and come back with our book for this week.
What is Council of Geeks?
Well, despite the name, it's actually just one kind of pretentious guy on YouTube who rants at camera a lot and just goes on and on about things like Doctor Who and Marvel movies and Star Wars. And
I meant, once the Council of Geeks podcast feed.
Oh, that. Well, it kind of depends on when it is you're looking at it.
What does that mean?
Well, it's been a lot of things at a lot of different times. Originally, it was just longer versions of roundtable talks that the guy who runs the thing used to have. It was the home of 90s Comics Retrial for a while.
Oh, I liked that show.
Yeah, but, you know, then he did Executioner's Song and it broke him, so he doesn't do that anymore either.
Oh.
There was Go Home Hollywood, You're Drunk.
Winner of the Relatively Geeky Networks Award for Best New Podcast in 2017?
Yep, that's the one. That's over too. His co-host had a kid and, well, he didn't bother ever trying to find somebody else.
Oh. So what is it now?
Well, at the moment, it is home to See a Space Cowboy, where he is just going back through Cowboy Bebop and taking it one episode at a time, putting his thoughts up after not having seen the thing in about 15 years.
Okay. Well, what will it be after he's done with that?
Stick around, and maybe you'll find out what's next. Or catch up on the old stuff. It's still there.
This is a very strange promotion.
Yeah, well, he's a strange guy.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Black Wolf, number one, from June 1994. Finally getting around to the mighty Black Wolf. Mm-hmm. That's Black, W-U-L-F.
Yes.
Because because when you think of Worst Collection Ever, you kind of have, this is kind of what you think. When I think of our show, mm-hmm. this is what I think of.
Yeah.
This represents the shittiness of our collection.
It's true.
Because I have this appreciation for the 90s.
Do you have an appreciation for this?
And, well, because I remember this.
Oh, okay.
I remember when this came out, and, you know, and because I was, you know, it was kind of like in the smack dab of my comic book fandom mm-hmm. as a teenager. And it didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really lasted only 10 issues, so it didn't even get to a year. And I had the last issue, so I can't wait. Actually, I kind of makes me want to read. Reading this actually makes me want to read the last issue and see how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Black Wolf is a character that originated in, I think, Thor. He has some sort of connection to Thor. I don't really know much about it. You know, I'm kind of basing, trying to figure it out based on what I remember. But I believe he started off like in Thor or Thunderstrike or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is something that Marvel is going to run with. So they're like, all right. Because on the cover here, you see it says the next generation of superhero. And we have a nice embossed cover. Did you notice embossed?
I did notice that. It's very nice.
It's embossed. We got the main character. Well, okay, this is the thing. You look at this dude on the cover here that's embossed, right?
Yeah.
And you go, I think that's Black Wolf.
You mean the guy with the black mask?
No, the guy with the staff.
Oh, no, I didn't think that.
I thought that's what I thought going into this.
I thought it was the guy with the black mask.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is Black Wolf?
Who is technically Black Wolf.
Well, yeah.
But I got kayfabed and...
I did.
What?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, no, and I
put that, just FYI, I put that video on our Facebook
page. Oh, very, very cool.
That TikTok video I just made Sean watch, so I just put it on there.
It was worth it.
It is. It's totally worth it. It's funny.
But yeah, on the cover here, we've got the main character, we have the real Black Wolf, and then we have, quote-unquote, Black Wolf.
Whatever.
Who is the guy that is embossed.
Uh-huh.
And he's holding like a staff that's glowing. And then we have all these supporting cast characters surrounded around him, like their heads and stuff. So these are all people that we are going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who they are yet. Or maybe you do. Maybe you did. But I don't know how many of these people were.
Wait, what number is this?
Number one.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we start off here with Lucien.
Mm-hmm.
And he is having a battle with...
Does this guy have like a...
Pelops.
Like a... a sword that starts at his elbow. It's like an electric sword or something.
Yeah, it looks like that. Yeah, the way it's drawn, it looks like he's holding either he's holding the sword in his hand or he's got sword arm.
Sword arm,
which is actually kind of cool.
I'd love a sword arm. That's pretty sweet.
Yes, and they're having a battle. So we got Lucien and Pelops, which I like. I'm just gonna call him Plops.
Yeah, Plops works.
I like Plops. It's the shadow lance that Lucien is using. So I'm assuming that's what we see on the cover here is what he's holding.
Yeah,
and you know they're having a big old angry fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just talking about rage consuming each other and
blah 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 blah,
and also.
Let us call each other brother.
And
so it's basically Hulk Hogan if he had a sword arm.
Actually, that'd be very interesting to see.
Just a lot less racism.
Yeah, a lot less. Terrible things coming out of his mouth and just more sword arming.
Yeah, sword arms.
He would be champion forever if that was the case.
Yeah.
So, but also we learn that
Plops.
Lucien. Lucien, I think, is. See, it's hard to tell here.
Yeah.
Because they both look the same.
They look exactly the same.
They both look like white haired motherfuckers.
That's exactly what they are.
Buff white haired motherfuckers.
Yeah.
One of them has a birthmark on their face.
Okay.
And I guess that taint is kind of like a mark that shows that like he's part human.
Okay.
So.
Is that why he looks like a monkey in the end?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know which one is which, so.
Well, there's something in here about like Cro-Magnon man and like an offshoot of that, which is what they are. They're like this evolution of the Cro-Magnon man.
Okay.
That isn't human. But it technically is human. Yeah, you wonder why this didn't get over.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of shit like that where we have to sit here and read this book and try to understand what the hell's going on. Mm-hmm. So they're having this battle, and then Lord Tantalus, the father, comes in, and he looks like a crusty demon.
Yeah.
And.
This is not where we're starting talking about that lady.
Well, yeah, we're starting to talk about this lady. So Lucien.
Oh, okay.
So Lucien's like, what Lord Tantalus wants to do is he wants to grab this
geneticist,
Caitlin Maddox.
Uh-huh.
Extremely 90s name.
Yes.
And she is working with recumbent DNA and chromosomal cross-matching, which will provide knowledge to our scientists, to their scientists, to stabilize their genetic makeup and allow them to, basically he wants to like terraform the Earth with his, you know.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Because I thought the reason they wanted her is because their chromosomal makeup was like not stable.
Well, it's not, but they want it to become stable so they can come back up on the Earth and take over.
So does that mean they're just like walking along and their chromosomes are like bah, and then they just fall apart like a Lego guy, or like how does that work?
You know, I don't know. We don't get to see that. We don't get to see him being like, "Man, it sucks. I was walking down the hall and was talking to Steve, and just went
Steve just Lego guy'd, and that was the end."
He went
he just like fell apart. His arm fell off, and that was the end of Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Poor R.I.P. R.I.P. Steve Wolf.
So poor Steve Wolf.
Steve Wolf. Working title: Steve Wolf. So.
Is that like Airwolf? Was that a show?
Yes. Mm. Airwolf was a show. And
was a show.
It was also a video game. And it was.
Airwolf should be in this book.
Did your dad watch Airwolf?
Oh, probably.
I'm saying your dad, that seems like a very much a Jen's dad show.
Oh, 100% it's a Jen's dad show.
My dad didn't watch Airwolf.
Mm.
Surprisingly.
Mm.
But I could definitely see your dad watching it.
Of course.
It's about a helicopter.
Yeah. It's basically Knight Rider, but it's a helicopter.
It is. It is, actually. It's like with Ernest Borgnine, too.
Oh, shit.
He's there.
Yeah. Masturbating.
He's, hey, look at the werewolf. Jack, 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 Jack. Just him waving with one hand and jacket in the other.
Hey, guys.
Jack, Jack, Jack. That's his opening credit.
That would be really funny.
It's like Ernest Borgnine. Jack, Jack, Jack. Hi.
I can wave and jacket at the same time.
That's why I live to be a 90.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what keeps you young, you know?
That's the secret, guys. What was this shirt that I wanted to make about?
What was that?
We had an Ernest Borgnine shirt.
You did. What was it?
Something about him being a Turner and Hooch or something.
No, I think it was like Always Be Jacking or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was just like a picture of his face, but it was going to be in like that same like Shepherd Fairey like style.
Well, yeah. Ernest Borgnine has a posse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Andre the Giant one.
Yeah. It's just like Ernest Borgnine, you know, jack off forever or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's something like that. I'm sure if we went back, we would find it.
Yeah, there was something something we said. We need our show
historian. Masturbate forever, maybe? I don't remember.
Yeah, our show historians need to go back and remind us.
It was like three episodes ago. It was
probably like last week.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, so he's like, yeah, we need to get this. But there's an infidel, as he calls him, a Black Wolf, and an underground crew that is causing problems for them, trying to get hold of this lady. So
yeah, I was very confused by who was the good guy and who.
It's very confusing.
Quote good guy and who was the quote bad guy.
Yeah, it's confusing because we meet these two guys. We meet Lucien and Plops. Mm. And we don't really know. We assume both of them are villains because they're cavorting with their father, who is Lord Tantalus. And he's like, hey, go do some evil shit. And they're like, and Lucien's like, yo, let's do this. And I want to do this and I want to be your guy. Plops doesn't really have much to say about it. Plops has got that sword hand, though.
It's pretty sweet.
I like him better than Lucien. If we're trying to go with a dude,
yeah.
I want to do with the sword hand.
Yeah, give me that sword hand.
Yeah. So we start off where we have a scene here where we're in Florida. We're not in Florida. We're in New York, in Brooklyn, and this doctor, this geneticist, is waiting for a train.
Yeah.
And she's accosted by some of the goofiest looking thugs.
It's like if the Newsboy Legion grew up.
Yeah, right. Oh god, yeah.
That's exactly what they look like, because they're all like, every time they draw like these just like
denizens,
yeah, like goofy, I don't know, ne'er-do-wells, they always have like buck teeth and like four eyes. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're really
it really does look like the Newsboy Legion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I do enjoy, though, this lady's way this lady is drawn, where she's looking, this grimy dude's looking at her and she's like,
bleh. Yeah, well, I don't blame her. That guy, again, Newsboy Legion dude.
Newsboy Legion, yeah.
Maybe they might be the Newsboy Legion's grandchildren. Or it's the 90s. Maybe they're even their children.
Newsboy, oh man, the 90s. This ain't your mama's Newsboy Legion. So they're fucking around with this lady, and they're about to accost her or whatever. And then...
Because every city, like every time we draw New York in a comic book, it's always some sort of nightmarish hellscape.
Well, this was the 90s, so maybe we're still cleaning it up. And the perspective that from a lot of these writers is they grew up, you know, living in the 80s.
That's true. And New York really kind of was a dystopian hellscape at the time.
Yeah. So
it was not Giuliani's Wonderland as it became later. Giuliani's Wonderland.
So
trying to sing that to my body as Wonderland, it just did not happen. So just
trying to think how that would go.
It's like, your body is Wonderland. That's about all I know. I don't know much John Mayer.
Yeah, I used to listen to that song a lot, but I'm trying to think of how you would riff that song, but I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry guys, we missed that beautiful comedy moment.
It was very funny. Just laugh really hard.
Imagine we fucking killed it.
Just imagine how great we are.
Yep. Yeah. So they get these thugs get accosted, though, by a bunch of
these guys like pop out of a portal.
Yeah, they pop out of a portal.
And it's like all those dudes that like were hanging out in the wherever.
Undercover.
Yeah, on the cover. And they're like, I'm so and so. There's all sorts of names. Like, isn't one guy's name's like,
well,
it's not Buzz. It's
no, it's Bristle.
Bristle, like a fucking brush.
He's a bristle.
Bristle.
Because we ran out of names. We couldn't call him fine tooth comb.
No, Bristle.
We had to call him Bristle.
Yeah.
And his power is to throw
bristles.
Bristles. Because he kills one of these dudes. And
yeah, because they're just going to like fight these guys. But like all these people just start popping out of nowhere. And this is like Black Wolf also pops out.
Well, yeah. But before we get there, so we have Bristle. We have Schizo. We have Wrath, but he has two A's.
Oh, you know, because it's the 90s.
Wrath.
That's right, because you added extra. Either you took letters away or you added letters. That's how you were cool in the 90s.
Yeah, that's how you. That's really. Yeah, that's actually that's the key, because you can't.
That was a key.
You get you either or you throw a Z in there.
Always a Z.
Or an X, you know, something like a letter that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
You know, or some sort of weird spelling.
It's like we drove by. There was a vape store the other day. And it was actually called Vapes with a Z.
But it's like. V-A-P-E-Z.
Yeah, it's Vapes with the Z. And I was
But it's like you can also say it like Vapez.
Oh yes, Vapez. But I was like, oh shit, man. Like it's like if a vape store existed in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Vapes with the Z.
So yeah, we got Bristle, and then Lucian's like, yo, stop killing people, and he's like,
Nah.
And then this is when Black Wolf shows up. And Black Wolf shows up and he's got he's wearing his outfit, you know, it's like this black outfit with belts. And does he have a cape? Oh, no,
he's got not a cape, a very long ponytail.
Yes. Huge ponytail.
Don't forget the ponytail.
And he's covered in a completely black mask to his face. And he's got a sword. He's not the glowing hand sword.
Yeah. But which would give him away. That would be cool.
He kind of looks like a swashbuckler here.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a pirate.
Yeah. And he's got in his crew, he's got, let's see.
What's her name? Like Sparrow or something?
Sparrow, who's DTF.
By the way, Sparrow drawn with the largest camel toe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just noticed that.
And I think it's supposed to be like the seam of her costume, but it just makes her look like she has a camel toe from like her crotch to her navel.
Yeah.
It is insane, and it cannot be comfortable, and she must have all of the yeast infections.
Well, also too, she's got like this,
it's not a good thing,
like she's got the suit where it forms underneath the boobs.
Of course it does.
But it just cups underneath because it's so vacuum tight.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her powers are. She doesn't really do anything.
She has no power. Her power is to fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's true. That's right. Yeah,
her power is fucking that guy. Congratulations for joining the team.
That's what it said on her Marvel
the power
or Marvel
of
Universe
your camel
card.
Toe vagina.
It's like weapons camel toe.
Just I honestly, it's because the fight would stop and people would be concerned about her vaginal health.
Like, hey, you need some like powder?
Yeah, we gotta call Dr. Jen Gunter. Let's get this shit going.
Jen
Gunter. She's an actual gynecologist who's on Twitter and always yelling at people for incorrect vag information.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yeah, she wrote a book called The Vagina Bible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She should have gave it to Sparrow here.
She totally should. She would have told her, honey, you can't wear that. That's going to seriously fuck up your pH.
They should be trying to find, instead of trying to find the geneticist, she's trying to find this Jen Gunter.
Yeah.
They should try to find her, and she could be like, hey, you know, I got this problem with my outfit. It's got a lot of camel toe. And she's like, hey, you know, here's my book.
Hey, just wear loose cotton pants. You're going to be a lot better off.
Why don't you just wear some pajama pants out there?
You know, or pajama pants that look like outside pants.
Yeah, you could be like, what's his face? You could be like the wrestler Sabu. Sabu. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I was just thinking about my pants that I wore the other day. They were all big.
Oh, yeah, you had your Easter pants.
Yeah, my Easter pants on.
No, but the wrestler Sabu, like, he always wears, like, these big, like, look like MC Hammer pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
See, those are smart.
But he wears them because he does a lot of, like, flippies and stuff, and he's like, and somebody was like, hey, how come you wear these big pants? Why don't you just wear, like, regular stuff? He's like, yeah, but then I can't do my stretches, my moves and stuff.
Right.
Because I need.
Constrained.
Because you can't be, because I can be constrained. And it's like, oh, yeah, I dig that.
Yeah.
It's like, you tell him, Sabu. She also has a very ugly color scheme.
Yeah, it's like brown and white.
It's like brown, yellow, a different brown and white.
Yeah.
And like cream.
Yes.
It's a very unfortunate deal. So actually, this is where she charges at Schizo, and Schizo's Schizo apparently.
Oh yeah, this is weird.
Has the power to like make you think you see stuff, you know, and change your reality. And so she changes into like a beer can that attacks Sparrow.
It's kind of, oh god, there was an, I do not know this artist's name, and someone's gonna yell it, like gonna be screaming at their whatever because they're gonna know it. Do you remember when like? I feel like it would pop up a lot in like the 90s and like Rob Zombie would use it sometimes. It was gooey looking dudes.
Yeah, Rat Fink.
Yes. Yes. With like the eyeballs.
Oh no, there's another one.
They were all like slimy looking and they had like big weird eyes and they were all like, they always looked gooey.
Something pus.
Yeah. It
always, there's a guy. Cause he also did stuff for Metallica too.
Maybe yeah. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember his name, but that's what this makes me think of.
Yeah. No, that's about right.
Yeah.
So here's the, that's right. Then the two big guys fight. So Wrath and Mammoth.
Oh, that's right. There's a dude named Mammoth.
And they are huge.
Yes.
Like huge. Uncomfortably huge.
They're too big for hell.
They would not. The hell would be like, bro. They would see him coming. They'd be like,
no, bro, get out.
You can't go. Look, and they're like, well, I gotta go. So I can't. The heaven.
We have low clearance in hell. You cannot come here.
Yeah. Somebody, I think one of our listeners, Debash, mentioned.
He's too tall for hell.
He said he's too tall for hell.
See?
And I was like,
I don't know. Low ceiling.
I made the rules. I did make the rules. I did make
It's like
rules.
Living in a tiny house. So you gotta like crawl to your bed.
Yeah. So Lady, the doctor starts running off and she falls onto like the train tracks.
Oh, yeah. And she like hits her head.
Yeah, and so, yeah, she has
and
her
so
head.
They're like, oh, no, but, like, somebody grabs her, and when the train comes and, like, in all the chaos, like, all the, quote, bad guys disappear.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, well, you know, don't worry about it. Let's just take her back to our cave hovel thing.
Yeah, because, because Black Wolf and Tantalus are fighting on the... on this train. Mm-hmm. I want to point out Lucian. Lucian's, what do you think of Lucian's outfit? The half.
Oh, I don't like it.
Half boot. Like he's
no,
got,
it's very odd. I'm not a fan.
It's like the inverse of like an Andre the Giant, like one strap.
Yeah, because it's like a shirt that only has like one sleeve, but it also is like a half shirt at the same time.
Mm, yes.
So yeah, it's weird. It's not good. It's not a good look. I disapprove.
Yeah. It looks,
me, queen fashion, disapproves of this look.
It just looks weird.
It does look weird.
It's like, it's something where it's like, well, just give him like a actual outfit instead of giving him half of this. It just doesn't look
right.
Like,
he's got to look different.
Yeah. It's very, very much, a forced design, I would say.
Oh, 100%.
So yeah, in the midst of this chaos,
it's fussy.
Yeah. Mm. The midst of the chaos, the bad guys disappear, and they save the geneticist,
mm-hmm.
and they take her back to what appears to be a fuck den.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a fuck den. It's got a big old bed, but I think it's got a big old bed because isn't it like
Mammoth's bed?
And he's like huge.
Because he shows up in a suit and he looks great, actually.
Yeah, he does.
I like his shoes.
Yeah,
nice. Kind of nice two-toned shoes here.
Yeah, and he's like, hello. I actually liked Mammoth a lot, even though you don't really see him that much. He's like, hello, it is me, Mammoth, and welcome to my humble abode. Let me show you around.
Yeah, he's a nice big gentleman guy.
Yeah.
He's got a huge bed.
Yeah, he does. And so he takes him out and she meets this woman.
Well, she meets the rest of this crew that is Black Wolf's crew.
Right.
So she takes her around and he meets this woman, Touchstone, who I'm...
She just kind of like pops in and out of existence, kind of.
Yeah, and she says something weird where she's like, she talks to the doctor and she's like, I like you better in the red dress. And she's like, I don't have a red dress.
So can she like pop in and out of time?
Yeah, it's something to that effect where I'm assuming it might have some sort of bearing in future issues.
Yeah.
Where this character has something to do.
Yeah.
But that's her deal.
Uh-huh.
And then And then there's also a character named Toxin, who's actually very nice.
Oh, yeah. He looks terrible, but he's like, hello, m'lady. And he's all, like, chivalrous and, like, kissing her hand and stuff.
But he's full of, like, he's all toxins. Gross.
Yeah, he's, like, kind of looks like a Toxic Avenger type guy.
And then there's this lady, this gal here who looks like, I don't know, she looks kind of like a member. Like, she'd be in, like, an Infinity Inc. or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wild Wind.
Oh, yeah.
And she kind of gives us like a snarky comment about her not being her type or whatever.
Sure.
And we go off to meet Black Wolf. And
yeah, they're like, oh, nobody actually knows who Black Wolf is except for Sparrow because she's getting dicked down.
Yeah. Yeah. He takes the mask off for her.
And he's an old fuck. He's like a crypt keeper man. Well, and she's like 20.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Age gap lovers.
No. No. No.
But this turns out to be from the beginning of the book, Plops.
Yeah. Plops is an old man and he's fucking a 20-year-old.
Yes.
It's like, dude, you do know that like young women want to fuck young men, right? And vice versa. They don't want to fuck 60-year-old men.
Yeah, that's something weird in these comics.
It's
a
just
lot of
weird
times.
In like all media because men are like, yeah, I'm 78, a 23-year-old would totally bone me, and you're like, no, honey, no, go bone another 78-year-old.
Reminds us of the movie we watched for We Hate Movies, the Eric Roberts movie.
Oh, yes.
About stalked by my doctor and Eric Roberts.
Where he's like 66 years old, and he's like trying to fuck a 17-year-old. Literally, she's still in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really it's something.
It's not good. It's not good. Just date someone your own age, guys. It's fine.
Yeah. So
of course I say that as a cradle robber myself, given that you're 2 whole months younger than me.
Oh man.
That's right.
Age gap lovers.
That's right. Look at this. Look at this age gap.
So this is where they kind of explain like what her does doctor's worth is to them.
Mm.
About her, something about like her deal researching an offshoot of humanity. And, this is where we get the idea about the early human. And then we get a picture of the offshoot, which looks like Lord Tantalus.
Yeah.
You know, this crusty demon.
Yeah.
And
he kind of like, I feel like Lord Tantalus kind of looks like, who is that pink dude with the fin on his head?
The Sparrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
he
see that.
He kind of looks like that.
Yeah, he's kind of got a vibe. Kind of got a Despero. Despero?
Despero, maybe?
Despero?
Yeah.
Sparrow? Sparrow. Sure. So, we... what you call it? So, I guess we jump back to... I guess we're in the subterranean palace where Lucien is.
Oh, that's right.
We jump back there.
It's very confusing because I keep thinking they're the same place.
Yeah. And this is where Lucien's sitting there and he's, you know, he's waiting. He's got a sword in his hand. And Black Wolf shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And he reveals himself to be Plops, which I think he kind of knew.
Why did he go over there?
Because I think it's
because
Marvel.
Okay. Because they need to put them in the same spot.
No, I think he goes there to recruit Lucien because he understands why his dad, you know, his dad, he doesn't like what his dad is doing.
Okay.
You know, Tantalus is doing. So he's like, hey.
So he's like,
know,
oh, I think I can flip this guy.
We can use you.
Okay.
You know, we
and
we,
of course they. Black Wolf is Lucien's brother.
Lucien's brother from the beginning of the book.
Right.
Which is confusing again because, you know, we're looking at
Sword Hand.
Black Wolf. You know, on the cover here, we're looking at Black Wolf and his whole, you know, and it's Lucien.
Yeah.
Which you think that he was like, okay, this has got to be Lucien because the way he's prominently displayed.
Right.
But then the real Black Wolf is right next to him, or, right. You know, original Black Wolf is right next to him with the black mask, and that's Plops.
Yeah. Did you read anything about this before?
No, this time. Oh. Normally I do.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, has Black Wolf existed before this book?
No. No, before this book, he appeared in Thor.
Oh, that's right. You were saying that.
He started off in Thor, like as a kind of like a backdoor pilot kind of thing.
Okay.
And
but around this time.
Around this time, yeah. He's okay. Yeah, he wasn't.
He's
like,
not like from the 70s.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, just checking.
No, this is completely 90s ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Complete 90s ass.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay, anyway. So he goes over and he's going to like recruit Lucien. And then this is where we find out that they're brothers and yes. They're going to fight each other.
But then Lord Tantalus shows up and he vops.
He murders his own son.
Murders his own son because...
And that's why I was like, wait, you just murdered the main character without realizing that this was issue one?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay. Yeah.
He really fucks him up because
he like melts him.
He shoots him through half of his body and just... And in his dying breath, Pelops is like, don't let my dream die. Follow your heart. Tell Sparrow I loved her.
Yeah. Like, go away, Crypt Keeper.
He's like, well...
He literally like just disintegrates.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And
also great.
Tantalus is like, well, you know, he had it coming.
Yeah.
And Lucien's like, the fuck, man, you know, you killed my brother.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know what? His dad's like, you know what? You suck. Cause you couldn't even like kidnap that lady.
Yeah.
No son of mine. And so he's like, that's right. I'm going to become Black Wolf now. I guess.
Well, he gives him a choice. He's like, either you follow me or you do what your brother is, but I'm going to go and walk away and I'm going to go talk to this weird priest.
Sure.
Or this weird medicine guy. You know, basically he's like the Zod
to
Tantalus' dark side.
Okay.
And this guy's name is Cult, but it's K-H-U-L-T.
Again, Cult. Extra letters. You throw those letters in there and it's cool.
Yeah. So... They're talking about prophecies and shit.
Yeah, nobody cares about prophecies. So this is the part where he's like, I am Black Wolf, and he kind of like glows or something.
Yeah, he sits there and
he kind of looks like a monkey. Or am I ahead?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So he's, yeah, because he turns around and he's like, are you talking about this?
No, it's like a big drawing of him.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's sitting there. You know, we go back to Lucien, and Lucien's just, like, talking about how father is, you know, Tantalus has basically been shitty to him, mm-hmm. and he doesn't really follow his father's dream. So, you know, and you Plops were fighting against it. So I need to follow your destiny and take over, and I am going to...
Plops forever!
Plop, you know, R.I.P. Plops.
Yeah.
Forever is Monkey Man.
Yeah, and then he looks like a monkey there.
Yeah, because he loses... He's like, well, you used to wear a mask.
But I'm not good.
But I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he only wore a mask because he was really old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my nose is going to disappear.
I'm a monkey.
And I'm a monkey now.
He does. He looks like a gorilla.
So now I'm Black Wolf. And that's it. Black Wolf is dead. Long live Black Wolf. Whatever. The Marvel Universe will never be the same.
I mean, it totally will be. Like, we're just going to pretend this didn't exist.
No, you know why? Because this book I don't really recall any other issues of this book. Because I think I actually did buy this when it came out.
I could see that.
I think I was in the comic book store and I was like, a new series. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to buy that. I need to be hip to this.
Sure.
And that ended up not going well for Black Wolf.
No.
Because he only had 10 issues. And that was about it. And I can't really recall if he showed up in other things.
Oh, probably not. I'm sure he never came back.
Yeah, he's been it's very limited. I mean, if somebody wants to revive him, you know, have at it. I don't know who owns the rights to the Black Wolf IP.
Oh, I'm sure Marvel. Well, but he might be just in a drawer somewhere.
The drawer.
Yeah.
You know, but that's it for Black Wolf. Number one from June 1994. I don't know. What did you think of Black Wolf?
I can't say I was a humongous fan. It was very 90s.
Yeah.
So if you want to relive the 90s, I think that would be a lot of fun. We're trying to do some genetic things.
Yeah, we're messing with science.
We're trying to bring some science in. So okay. It's kind of like we're like the X-Men, but not really. Mm. So, okay, we'll give it that as like a point in its in the good column. But there were so many characters that were being introduced at once that it was just like, and I couldn't keep who was the quote good guy and who was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because they all seemed like bad guys.
Yeah, that's the thing. In the beginning,
they really seem like villains.
You get this impression that everybody's the villain. That's like, and that's the thing. I haven't read this in like 20 years.
Yeah.
So coming back to it, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I'm going through going like, so is everyone the villain? Because they're all so similar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're all coming from this like, they're all popping out of portals. They're all underground.
They have weird names.
They all have like villain names too. So it's kind of like, all right, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Can't say I would want to read this again.
Yeah.
Even if there was ever a second issue, who knows?
Well, there was. There was 10.
Oh.
It's 10 issues.
I'm going to just say there were none.
I have the last issue.
Oh man, what happens is the other Black Wolf gets zapped by his dad.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably like a fight between those two guys, and both of them explode, and everybody just goes, you know, and then in the letters page, somebody just goes, you know, like, oh man, too bad this book couldn't continue. I was really enjoying it.
I was really enjoying this book. Also, what's wrong with that lady's vagina?
Also, that lady needs to, you know, like loosen up her clothes. And what happened to that guy's nose? Why is he a monkey now? Yeah,
also, why is he a monkey now?
Also, what happened? Why is Mammoth so big?
I like that Mammoth's big. I appreciated Mammoth. You know what? I would like to see what happened to Mammoth.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with Mammoth?
I kind of liked Mammoth of the, like, what, 2 pages we got of him? Not really.
Yeah, let's bring Mammoth back.
I appreciated that character the short time we got.
I would watch Disney Plus's Mammoth.
Oh, yeah, sure.
About him just being a huge guy.
Just being huge. I'm not sure who would play Mammoth, but it would probably be like a lot of CG. It'd be like Lord of the Rings CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
The Rock could play Mammoth.
He could.
He could just get real buff.
Yeah.
Like even more buff, just like so swole.
Yeah.
He's like,
it could also end up being like that Big Show show where like he was humongous and like everything else was not.
Yeah, that was the premise. It's like he's big.
Yeah.
He's the Big Show.
I remember we tried to watch like the first episode of that and it did not happen.
Well, it was like kids comedy.
Yeah, see that's the thing. I can't. Whenever it's for kids, I'm not.
It was like stuff you would see like on Disney Channel.
Yeah, it's kind of like I tried to watch that first episode of
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. I couldn't get through it. I actually made it all the way to the end, and as soon like 2 minutes before the end, I had to turn it off.
Wow,
because it got really cringy.
Wow, you couldn't wait. You couldn't last. I couldn't last that long.
And you want to know why?
Why?
So, what's her name? Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham's in there, yeah.
Lauren Graham, yeah. She convinces Emilio Estevez to coach this team and, like, let them have the eyes on a shitty ice rink, uh-huh. Right? And the way she does this is in her standard Lauren Graham, I'm talking and being quirky way and, like, giving you too much information. She's like, oh, yeah, I used to skate, too. I did a routine to... The body girls, I will always love you. Figure skating routine when I was a kid. Anyway, so I love, and he's like, why did you tell me that? And she's like, I don't know. I was just trying to talk to you, whatever. Like, so that's like in the first act. And then the very end, he's like, oh, well, you know, if you're going to be on the ice, I got to know that you're ice worthy. So all the kids are there and he like makes her go on the ice and he's like sitting in the stands and he starts playing Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And I said, absolutely not. And I turned it off.
So you didn't get to see the routine?
No, I can't. That sort of stuff makes me real. I get like secondhand embarrassment. I can't watch it.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I couldn't do it.
That sounds pretty rough.
So I turned it off.
I felt cringy just hearing about it.
It's because I get like I get embarrassed for the character and I can't watch it anymore. I get too upset.
I once got cringe embarrassed when I was 10 watching The Wonder Years in the episode where like Kevin like... loves his teacher, like he's got this crush on this teacher,
uh-huh,
and like he says something that like
Does he say I love you to his teacher?
He says something, whatever. And I remember it was about to happen. I remember like being 10 and I remember getting up and walking away while we're, because that's not just when we all watch TV together.
Oh, of so course, the family, yeah.
And my dad got mad at me.
Why?
Because he was like, where are you going?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You're like, no.
Yeah. And I was like, I was having douche chills and I'm 10.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't understand.
I don't know what douche chills are, but I'm experiencing them right yeah. now. Yeah. That's like when we watched 90210 the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm literally yelling at the TV. It was so upsetting. I had to put my head, like, I literally put my shirt over my head.
I'm getting, you know what's the only thing I'm getting really frustrated with is men on TV?
Just to, sorry, no. Could you elaborate?
Well, like, we were watching, like,
that's
you know,
kind with, of me with, all no, the time.
No,
kind
of like Jim Walsh just being like, you know,
oh, was
you
it?
Can't have sex.
Oh, yeah, because he's fine with Brandon fucking. Because
Brandon's just getting it wet left and right.
Oh, because he's a boy.
But, Brenda can't do that shit. And he's like, how dare she copulate?
Right.
You know, and then we were watching that Eric Roberts movie and the father's just like, we can't ruin a man's career.
Oh, my God.
Even though Eric Roberts is lusting after my daughter who.
If you literally want to experience like all you if you want to know what it's like to be a woman, watch that fucking movie, because every woman in there is like, this guy's fucking creepy and he's being creepy. And then you turn to the man who's supposed to help you, your father. And he's just like, oh, well. You don't know. He didn't mean it that way. Just completely ignore it. We can't do anything else. Continue to see him as your doctor.
I think, when he was kissing you, he was just, he was testing your reflexes.
When he literally stalked you to the mall, it was just a coincidence. Don't worry about it.
I mean,
you would be like, you're her father. What are you doing? Believe your daughter. It's, oh my God, I got so mad. Yeah. I got so mad.
So I'm frustrated with men in media.
But that's literally what it's like to be a woman. You can be like, hey, this guy's really creepy. And I'll be like, oh, he didn't mean that. And you're like, yeah. No, he fucking did.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know, man. I don't know. It's getting,
yeah,
it's starting to get to me.
No, man.
You know,
am I rubbing off?
I guess so.
That was really blatant though. That one.
I know. That's the thing. It was so blatant. It was making me angry.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, can people just be cool?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's my problem with the world today. It's just like, we have the opportunity to be cool, but we all suck.
Yeah.
And this is really frustrating.
And I think for that one, they're like, well, we have to put this in here because if we didn't, we wouldn't have a movie.
Well, you wouldn't have. Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, I'm like, you don't have to have the father in this. Like, you don't have to have this at all. You could just be like, every time you tried to transfer, like, he's fucking you up and like talking to other doctors and like, because that was obviously in that movie anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, just have a bunch of that shit. So it's just Eric Roberts is even worse. Like, why do you have this horribly shitty father in this movie who also threw his daughter's boyfriend's cell phone into like the thing that you put the needles in, like the biohazard where you put the sharps?
Hey, that kid had it coming.
That kid sucked.
Yeah, that kid.
But he listened. That kid fucking knew.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil it, but this girl at the end crashes her own funeral, and I've never felt more jealous.
I have. Oh, my God. If I could crash my own fucking funeral, I would be so happy. I'm going to pretend I'm dead so I can crash my own fucking funeral.
What would you say if everybody thinks you're there and so you're coming in?
Yeah, it's not like she jumped out of a coffin.
She just kind of showed up and somebody saw her and it was like, oh shit.
Everybody saw her. They all turned around and they're like, oh my God, she's alive.
But if nobody saw you, what would you say?
I'm alive.
Is that what you'd be
like? I don't know, actually. Okay. I'd want to say I'm alive.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh,
if you crashed your own funeral? That'd be very hard for me to do considering I'm getting cremated.
I would just stand there and silently do armpit farts. Until somebody noticed me.
Can you do an armpit fart?
I used to be able to.
I can't. I've never.
I used to have more hollow armpits. I used to have more.
Is that
air.
What you need? Do you need?
I think you need the space between the air and the.
Oh, that
hand.
Explains a lot of it. I've got too much flabby body.
Yeah, I think I've developed too much flab.
A lot of my boobs are close to my armpits.
No, it just sounds like meat flapping.
Oh, meat flapping.
No, for me. It's just like, bleh, bleh, bleh. I was like, I can't. I used to be able to do a mighty armpit fart back in the day.
So if you can't armpit fart, what's the next thing you're gonna do? when you crash your own funeral.
Oh, shit.
If I haven't cremated you first, by the way, followed your wishes and had you cremated.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be my body.
Or is this another body?
We're following around with the wrong body.
Oh, okay.
So that person's already, you know, so whoever, John Doe is already toasted.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You know, I would show up and be like, I'd be like, hey, can I have some of that?
You would just be at the buffet.
Can I have some of that? Are those sandwiches free?
You would just be, that's exactly what happened. You wouldn't crash the actual ceremony where people are saying good shit. It'd be afterward where everybody goes to like eat the food and you're just fucking standing there with like a plateful.
Get those pinwheel sandwiches.
You know it.
Oh, man. That sounds
Sean
great.
Sean loves a pinwheel sandwich.
Shout out to pinwheel sandwiches. shout out to pinwheel sandwiches at your own funeral. I think I'm too old to crash my own funeral. I don't know if I'm.
Are you?
I don't know, because I'd have to get into some sort of shenanigans to you know, kind of lead to that.
Do you think the only ages for crashing one's funeral are like teenagers or like really old people?
Yeah, really old people. I feel like you can't do that when you're like 40.
Yeah, you'd have to be like 95.
You'd have to be in some weird shit to crash your own funeral when you're that age. But I think if you're old, people just kind of assume that you might be dead, but then you're not. And then you're like, ha-ha! You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, or if you're a teenager, you know, I don't know, you can get away with some crazy shit. But like, I feel like you'd have to be in the middle of some sort of like, you'd have to live some sort of nefarious life.
Oh yeah.
In order to be, you know, to be in a position to like have somebody accidentally think your body is no longer with us.
Well, she wasn't really into shenanigans. It was like somebody.
Well, yeah, she was involved with. She wasn't willingly taking a part in shenanigans.
Right.
She just happened to be involved.
Somebody staged her death, so he could steal her.
Yeah, to properly steal her.
And then they were just like, it's her body. And then
which just, by the way, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, use some DNA. Also, it shows him like going in dental records. I'm like, I don't think that dental records work that way. Like,
yeah,
I don't think doctors could just go in any random dental record.
Apparently, it shows you that doctors can do whatever they want to anybody else's.
Yeah.
Records.
Yeah.
So like, you know, my psychiatrist can go
and fuck with your dental records
and fuck with my dental records, or my dentist can go and fuck with my, you know, my oncology results or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
No, no.
I need to go around and ask all my doctors. Like, so do you have like access to,
well, like, I can tell you right now that our dentist has access to shit.
Yeah. Right.
So no worries.
She's too busy chatting.
She does like to talk.
She's a chatty lady. She's a great dentist, though.
She's a nice dentist, but my God, does she love to talk? She told me all about her shopping trip to Ross.
Hey, that should be exciting for you.
It was great. We talk, you know. But it's, I mean, I always feel like I have to reply, but I've got somebody's fucking finger in my mouth.
She's just doing a hardcore floss, and she's like, I bought these great leggings.
Yeah, she's like, oh, well, I went to the Ross, and then my husband was in the car, and then...
My husband was in the car.
Yeah.
Man, that was a bit exciting.
It was the conversation that we had.
I left the window open, so he had some air.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, cracked the window. Wow, I don't know why we got on this, but
probably because that book was boring and I felt we needed more content.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you got it. You guys got it.
There you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for content.
Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere else you get this show, you can rate and review and tell your friends about it and share it, because that definitely helps us out. And also find me on Angry Hero 79 on YouTube. I just posted a video of me opening up some WCW Ring Announcer Series packages. Mm-hmm. You know, I got something else coming up. I probably won't have anything this week, though, because I'll be taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And for fuck's sake, people, wear a mask and get vaccinated.
Yeah, when you can.
And when you can, yeah. If you, it seems to be becoming more and more available these days. So get your ass out there, get yourself stabbed, and you'll be better off for it. Yeah. That's our PSA for today.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.